The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
With many people taking up new hobbies over the past 2 years, there's been a boom in boat sales, and some suppliers are even having trouble trying to meet the demand. Our reporter Josh Crosby has been finding out if sailing has become more accessible and more affordable.
There was, I suppose, a common misconception that sailing and water sports were quite elitist, but that's long gone. You know, if anybody wants to get into sailing, into powerboating, into kayaking, into canoeing, anything, doors are open, they're welcoming people down, and they're actively encouraging new members and friends and guests.
Sailing manager at the Royal St. George Yacht Club in Dunleary, Ronan Adams, pointing out how the sport has become more accessible and affordable. Whether it's sailing or cruising, many types of boating and water sports have seen an increase over the past 2 years. The splash of water, the sense of adventure, and learning new skills. I met with Andrew Bradley, who's a member of the Royal Irish Yacht Club and is on the board of Irish Sailing. It was a windy afternoon at Dunleary Harbour, and you could hear the masts and ropes whistling in the background.
I started at grassroots level. My father's idea of babysitting was to tie me to the back of the boat at the age of four, so I hadn't much choice in the matter. And that was in Dunleary here, and I still sail here today, over 50 years later. So it's been part of my life every year, always part of my life.
Talk to me about the last 2 years and the interest or popularity in the sport.
I mean, look, the staycation came in vogue, and on a very practical level, a lot of parents want to find courses for their kids or summer camps for their kids. So sailing, a lot of kids start sailing that way. They do a week, 2 week, even 2 month course. And almost, I would say, all the courses around the country, from Waterford to, you know, West Cork, right up to Galway, were all oversubscribed, and there's a waiting list. But kids, once they get a taste of it, you know, it can stick for life, because you learn great skills about respect for your boat, your equipment, respect for the water.
And as we look out now, there are all different types, sizes, more importantly, different budgets of boats.
Yes, yeah.
It's become a lot more affordable.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've had to, as a group, understand how do we get kids into sailing. And, you know, in my day, my parents had to buy an old wooden mirror dinghy and repair it and get me going. Now what's moved on is that the clubs are taking the capital hit. So they're buying the boats, the dinghy boats, and then charging them, renting them back to families for a week, for a month. And that way your kid can try it. And if it works out, well and good, you might want to go on, continue renting, or you can go on to buy your own boat.
There are a number of different routes into boating now, and at the Royal St. George Yacht Club, a number of local desh schools are part of an initiative which teaches children the basics of water sports. I met with some of the students just after they got out of the sea to ask them if it's something they'll keep up.
My name is Sean, I'm 12, and I'm in sixth class.
And what did you get up to today, Sean?
We just went out on the water. With uppies.
And what do you like about it?
It's just really fun.
Could you see yourself getting involved in it in the future and owning a boat or sailing a boat?
Maybe.
I'm Saoirse and I'm 11.
And Saoirse, what's your favourite thing about the course here?
I like going on the kayaks.
The kayaks? Are they hard?
Kinda.
What do you do in the kayak?
We just like steer it about, and sometimes we fall over.
My name is Hannah and I'm 11.
And are you enjoying the course here, Hannah?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the best thing about the course?
I like the way we can get into the water and we get wet.
You were jumping in off the pier, were you?
Yeah, we were.
Yeah. And did you get to go out on the boats? Do you like sailing?
Yeah, I love it. We were in the kayaks and then we were in the yachts.
And could you see yourself sticking with it now in the future?
I think so. Maybe I'm doing like a sailing summer camp.
My name's Kyle. I'm 11. I'm in fifth.
Kyle, are you enjoying the course here?
Yeah.
What's the best thing about it?
Probably kayaking.
Kayaking?
Yeah.
Were you doing that today?
Yeah.
And did you capsize? Did you go into the water or anything?
No, we didn't capsize. I've never capsized on the boat, the kayak.
Are you the best at it, is it?
I'd say so, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Learning the ropes of sailing and kayaking and opening up new interests. Fifth and sixth class teacher at St. Columbanus National School in Loughlinstown, Yasmin Monks, says the students are delighted with the course.
This is a great initiative that's giving students in desh schools the opportunity to learn how to sail, water safety. They're having a great time. They get to come down every week, and yeah, it's definitely a highlight for them this year.
I can imagine, get away from the books for a while.
Yeah. Oh, they love it. They love being able to learn new things. They get to go for a swim every week in the water. They have a great time. Get away from the classroom, get away from us teachers, and they just get to have a good time. They've met a lot of other students from different schools.
And sailing probably wouldn't mean something that's on every young person's mind. So it opens up their eyes to what sports and hobbies are out there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great opportunity for them. They'd never kind of get that every day. Like no children really do. So it's a really brilliant opportunity for them, and they're learning loads, even about the water safety. I know they've been talking a lot about that and all the different bits they're learning. It's brilliant.
I took a drive down to Greystones in County Wicklow, where I met with Gerry Cannon from Greystones Sailing Club. Gerry's been involved in boating for more than 30 years and is now a sailing instructor.
This boat that we're standing beside here in our dinghy pen, this is called an RS400, which is a two-person racing dinghy. Has three sails on it, and this is what I race every Wednesday and Saturday in Greystones.
So it's racing that you're into, Gerry, but for people who are new to the sport, new to a hobby, what's a typical type of boat now that you can start off in?
Okay, well, you've two options if you want to learn how to sail. You can sail in a dinghy, which is a boat that has, like this one, a trolley under it. So basically we launch the trolley down the slipway into the harbour, and then when you come back in, the dinghy is put on the trolley and brought back here. Now, as you're looking further over here into the distance, Josh, you'll see the marina entrance, and you have the bigger boats, keel boats there, otherwise, I suppose, known as yachts. So you can learn how to sail in either, but if you weren't so fit and agile, well then the keel boat option would be the one to take.
And does it still have this elitist tag, or has that been shrugged off now, do you think?
I suppose traditionally, you know, going back to when you had Yacht Club, which still exists, I mean, yachts are expensive, so therefore there was a barrier to entry. And also, it would have to be said that not necessarily the clubs were open to all and everybody. However, there's no barrier there in terms of cost. I mean, you can turn up at an approved training centre, which a lot of clubs are, or you can go to you know, one of the adventure centres or sailing schools that run sailing. So you don't need any equipment. They'll supply, you know, wetsuits, buoyancy aids, plus the boats to learn to sail in. So you literally just have to pay for the cost of the course.
To find out what demand has been like on the sales end here in Ireland, I took a visit to the nearby BJ Marine office, where I met with Alan Corr from sales at the Yacht Broker. Alan is also the harbour master at Greystones Marina, and he tells me about the recent popularity.
It's pretty good at the moment insofar when you can get a boat. One of the big problems we have is that the new boat situation is gone out to 23, some of the very small ones, some of the larger ones to 24, and some of the even bigger ones out to 2025. So the problem there is that the guy who's buying the big boat is not buying the big boat because his delivery time is out the door. So because he's not buying, his own boat is not up for sale, and it causes a ripple all the way down through the market. So the scarcity of boats.
And where is the demand in particular? Is it your motorboats? Is there a big interest now since the pandemic?
Yeah, certainly with the pandemic, the small motorboat, anything from 6 metres up to 10 metres, were flying out the door if you can get them. If you could get a bathtub, a 5-horsepower engine, plug the bath, you get 10 grand for it. That's the way it was.
Yeah.
Petrol and diesel, although the funny situation is now with the petrol and diesel pricing, the outboard motor has taken over. A, because of the fact that it's good, if not better, than the diesels, and B, because it's cheaper to run now.
And why do you think it is? Why are people taking an interest in it? Has it become more affordable, more accessible?
I think it's a situation people just looked, because you couldn't go to the golf courses because they were closed. You couldn't go anywhere else except out on your boat. If you were in walking distance to your boat, you could take your boat out and stay out there for a fortnight, so long as you didn't pull in anywhere else and come back in onto your port.
Alan Corr from BJ Marine. Back over in Dunleary, I visited the Sullis Marine Shop, where I met with Tom Whelan, who sells and repairs everything from a needle to an anchor.
It's picked up now. We've seen a lot more people getting back into the boating now at this time of year, and all the boats have launched now in April, so yeah, we're full steam ahead now.
And have you found, are there people coming in that are new to boating?
Yes.
Just for equipment or inquiring?
Yeah, there are a lot of new people, including kayaking and stand-up paddleboarding. They're all coming in to buy life jackets, flares, and asking questions about what to do when they're on the sea, and, you know, all the safety stuff.
Why do you think boating's becoming more accessible or even more affordable as well?
Because people didn't go away on holiday for the last few years, and they had that extra cash that they saved up, so they decided to buy boats instead.
So with options of renting equipment, school courses and communities rediscovering what's on offer, boating is gliding in popularity, and those who know the waters can see why.
We have coaching, training, adult sailing, adult learning to sail, and powerboat courses. So if someone is interested in water and they want to get involved, Royal St George Yacht Club, indeed any of the yacht clubs locally, is the first port of call to ring them up and ask them.
For a lot of sailing clubs like ourselves here in Greystones, you know, the future of the club depends on people coming in to take up sailing. The beauty of it is that, you know, whether you're a child or an adult in a family, you can take it up and
enjoy.
Jerry Cannon from Greystone Sailing Club ending that report on the surging popularity of boating.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.